This is the Congo Planet News Roundup, recorded on August 2, 2008. Also available as a podcast at www.congoplanet.com. Revered Congolese musician Wayne Kolosoy died on Monday at the age of 83. He is regarded by many experts in Congolese music as the father of Congolese rumba. His musical career began in the 1940s with the Victoria Keane Band. His first hit was Marie Louise in 1948. It soon became an international hit. The song was once said to have magical powers and able to raise the dead. At the age of 83, he had seen more than five generations of musicians follow his steps. He is considered to be one of the greatest Congolese musicians of all time. He was the subject of the 2007 documentary On the Rumba River by Jacques Sarrazin. Marie Louise, let's listen in for a minute. Papa Wendo will be missed. In its report released on Wednesday, Conning the Congo, Greenpeace says it has evidence showing how logging firms have set up elaborate profit laundering schemes. The environmental group alleges the amount of tax lost each year is 50 times the DR Congo's Ministry of Environment's annual operating budget. Reacting to the report, Environment Minister José Ndondo told the BBC's Focus on Africa program that the commission in charge of setting the minimum export prices for timber has not met since 2000. He said that the logging companies took advantage of the situation to export timber at a price under its real value. The first conference of Congolese citizens living abroad opened in Kinshasa on Wednesday. President Kabila was represented at the opening session by the Minister of State attached to the office of the President, Kulu Kilembo. Initiated by the government, the conference will take 7 days, aimed at finding ways to involve Congolese living abroad in the reconstruction of the DRC. You have been listening to the Congo Planet Radio Weekly News Roundup recorded on Saturday, August 2, 2008. Also available as a podcast at www.congoplanet.com.